Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
Hey, again, welcome. We're so glad you're here, and we're so glad Cindy is here. Yeah, she's going to be talking about me today. As I already saw the title of her PowerPoint, so it's okay. I guess I can handle it. So anyway, thanks a lot, Cindy. She's ready. Come on up, and we'll get out of your way here.
Close.
Oh, there it is.
No, I'm not on.
Got a picture of me right there. Did y'all see that?
Okay, can you hear me? I'm on. Testing. Well, oh, there we go.
There you go.
Okay. Good deal. Are you dumb as a rock?
Yes.
Now, I did not. Go sit down. Okay, now I'm hoping some of you might have been insulted when I said that. Said, I am not. Can't believe she's talking about this. But so I'm hoping by the end of this, you're going to proudly say, yes, I am. Thank you very much. I am dumb as a rock and proud of it.
Wow.
So, hoping to bring that about. Our first picture is a picture of rocks. Now, these are pretty big rocks, but you could probably lift them with both your hands and move around. But rocks come in all sizes. So then you have huge rocks that you would not be able to move. Probably weighs a few tons. Then we have some pretty rocks. Have you ever seen those rocks where they cut them open and they kind of open them up and there's crystals inside? Yeah. Isn't that pretty? Purple. That's real pretty. And then, but these ladies. Those are some rocks. Yeah. Those are pretty good rocks. Ask any woman in this room and she'll tell you she likes those rocks. She likes rocks if you're talking about that. That's right. But the slang for dumb as rocks, it just means you're not intelligent. If you say, are you dumb as a rock? You know, it means you're not intelligent. But a rock is really just a large mass of stone. It's like a hill or a cliff. Well, I've got a bunch of rocks in our backyard. We can't really grow anything. It's real rocky soil. It's not good for a garden or anything like that. But the definition of the rock is a stone of any size, mineral matter, something resembling or suggesting a rock. The Bible says the Lord is a rock. He's our firm foundation. So in that sense, a rock is a really good thing, a really good thing. And don't you know that diamonds are the biggest or the strongest rock there is? So, gentlemen, do you want to build something that's really strong, you can get a diamond. Not only will that be a really strong rock, it will make your relationship really strong too. So just hint. We're past Valentine's. That's okay. You can still St. Patrick's Day. You can still do it. Scripture says, tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever. So stones served as a reminder, specifically back in the Bible days. We need to not only remember the things that God's done for us, but help other people remember that it as well, because we're all forgetful people. So we all need to remember things. I know that when I see a flathead screwdriver, I remember that I'm supposed to work smarter, not harder. And I'm going to tell you why. Because we were opening up a new imaging center in Plano, and we had nurse call buttons. And so we had to figure out how to get in the bathroom. If we had a patient in the bathroom and they called pulled the string for help, how could we get in there to them? Well, we knew that the flathead screwdriver could stick it in the door and maneuver it some way, and it would open the door, pop the door, so we could get in. So my coworker and I went in there, and I said, "Okay, I'm gonna go in the bathroom and lock the door, and you try to get in." So she did it, and so then she couldn't get in. She said, "I can't get in. You're gonna have to let me in." So I opened the door, came out. I tried it. We both did this like several times, trying to until we got the hang of getting the door open. And right at the end, I looked at her and I said, "We are so dumb." And she said, "Why?" I said, "We don't have to lock each other in the bathroom. You can lock the door and have it open and still do this and figure it out, you know, but we are locking each other in the bathroom." So she looked at me and she just stood there for a minute. She said, "This is our secret. We are not going to tell anybody this story." I have told it several times because I think it's just too good. But the secret's out. But there are things that remind us of things. They didn't have flathead screwdrivers back in Bible days. They used rocks. But they would have memorial stones put up so they would remember things. Scripture also said, "See," he said to all the people, "this stone will be a witness against us. It has heard all the words the Lord has said to us. It will be a witness against you if you are untrue to your God." You need to be a witness to what God has done. You can't keep it. We can't keep it to ourselves. We need to share our testimony with people. We can't be Christians incognito, you know, where God does something for us and we don't tell people. We need to share our story. Our testimony, first of all, reminds us what God has done. It also reminds other people of what God has done and is capable of doing in their own life, too, because they may not even realize that. I've told the story over and over of my dad being healed from asthma. He had asthma, and I've seen him at death's door before, but God just one day healed him. He hasn't had an asthma attack in since I was maybe 14, which was only 10 years ago. But that was a really long time ago. So he's been not had one bit of trouble with his breathing since then because God healed him. And I like to tell people that story because it is a testimony of what God can do. He does heal people. Not only can he, but he does. And that's a big thing, but sometimes we need to remember the little things, too, or what we call little things that God has done for us. I remember one time when we were over at the church, Community Church River Oaks, over on Robert's Cutoff. We were in service. It was a Sunday night. I remember it very well. And so, you know, Sunday nights, you don't have as many people. So you have plenty of space around you. So I was kind of in the middle, and we had three sections. I was in the middle section. There were people farther back behind me, but there was nobody around me. And I don't remember if Brian was working or what, but I don't think he was there at the time. So anyway, I'm praying during this time, and all of a sudden, you know how you feel like somebody's in your space? Somebody's right there next to you. So I looked over, and there's nobody there. I looked over here. I looked behind me. There's nobody. But that's weird. So I put my head back down to pray again, and I just felt like something just came around me like this. I thought, this is so weird. So I opened my eyes again. I looked around. There's nobody there. Put my head down. It happened again. And I thought, I don't know what's going on, but it felt like God was just wrapping his arms around me and just comforting me for whatever reason. I don't think I was in any distress. Maybe, you know, I don't know why. I don't know if it was protection. I don't know, but I felt it. And so, you know, that might be what somebody would say is a little thing. They might say it's a figment of my imagination. But it was very real. And it was God speaking to me in a different kind of way. Just let me feel his presence right there. So those are things that when God does stuff for you, tell people. I had a coworker tell me just this week that she felt God speak to her heart for the first time ever. And she was all excited. And she said, you know what was so great about it? She was, after I felt he talked to me, a song came on the radio that said exactly what I felt like he spoke to my heart. And she was, it was like he was just cementing it in, you know. And she was telling everybody at work. She was so excited. And that's what we need to do as Christians. We need to share what God does for us and how he speaks to us. Scripture also says, take the staff, and you and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together. Speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community so they and their livestock can drink. So just like that rock produced nourishment, we need to be a rock that nourishes other people. We need to be encouragers. We need to produce love for other people because they're thirsting for that. They really are. People are hurting all over the place. So, you know, make somebody's day. Just tell somebody you like their shirt. If you like their shirt, tell them, I like your shirt. You know, ladies like to hear stuff like that. You know, gentlemen, they might not care, but I don't know. I like Buddy's shirt. Did that do anything for you, Buddy? Probably. Yo, did? Okay. There you go. Yeah, I like grits. Yeah. But, you know, tell people you appreciate them. I like to, when I see people with their hats on that they were in the military, I like to say, oh, you were, you know, on USS whatever, or, you know, thank you for your service. Now, I have to be careful because I cry real easy when I talk to a veteran. I just do. We had the seniors at Thanksgiving, remember, down at the senior center. And there was a gentleman sitting there, and I asked him, I said, oh, you were in World War II? And he said, yeah. So he's starting to tell me that he did so many parachute jumps over Japan or something, and he's telling me these stories. And I just start crying. He goes, I'm sorry. I said, no, I'm sorry. I have to just say thank you for your service and run away half the time, because if they start telling me a story, I'm going to get real upset. Now, I like to hear it, but it just touches me so much. People enjoy when you say thank you for what you do, you know, whatever it is, to thank people. And then pray that God would let you make a difference in somebody's life. Every day, I've been doing this for a little while now, waking up, and I'm saying, Lord, let me make a difference in somebody's life today. Somebody's. You know, I don't know who put people in my path, but I want to be a difference maker. I don't want to just go through my day and, like I used to do, just go through my day and not pay attention to anybody around me, just get to point to point to point. I really want to make a difference. And as Christians, we should be difference makers in people's lives. Mm-hmm. So, when Jesus was going to the Mount of Olives, the story where he's going to the Mount of Olives with his disciples, and they start singing, right? And they're praising and everything. And the Pharisees did not like it. And this is what they said. Rebuke your disciples. Just rebuke them. They didn't want to hear all that stuff. They didn't think he was God anyway, so they really thought that was horrible. And he said, I tell you, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. Right? Don't you want to be a stone that cries out? Don't you want to be somebody that praises the Lord? Be a source of praise. Be a source of praise. Don't be embarrassed to praise the Lord. Don't be embarrassed of, you know, when people are around you to pray in a restaurant or whatever. Let people see that. But be a source of praise. Praise the Lord for the things that he does for us. David sang to the Lord words. He sang a song, and this is what he said. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. How many times have we taken refuge in the Lord? Probably a lot for me, I can tell you. My shield, my horn, the horn of my salvation. He's my stronghold, my refuge, my savior. From violent people, you save me. We probably will never know the amount of times God has saved us from violent people. We'll probably never ever know what he's done. So the true rock, God, is our refuge and our deliverer. He's our shield and our stronghold. So God is strong when we are weak. He's big when we're small. He is a shelter from our storms, life's storms. He's the refuge from our enemies. He is our rock. God is our rock. So what I'm challenging us today is to be a memorial stone and remember what God has done for you. Help other people to remember it too. Be a witness stone for yourself and for others. be a rock that gushes water of nourishment, encouragement, love to other people. Be a rock of praise. Be a rock that looks to the true rock and points the way to others. So my question is, right up here, are you dumb as a rock?
Yes.
Rocks can be used of the Lord. We get in our intelligent brain, we think we are so smart, that as humans a lot of humans don't let the Lord use them. They're too smart for that stuff. Right? We can't be that smart. We can't afford to be that smart. Let's be dumb. Rocks can be used of God. So my question to everybody is, can you? Can I? Can we be used of God? Or is our so-called intelligence keeping us from it? Or our embarrassment that we might be made to look a fool keeping us from it? We need to all be willing to be used of the Lord. So, Lord, we just come before you, Father. I just ask that you would help us, Father, to be used of you, to show love to people, Father, to reach out to others, to be that memorial stone, that testimony, Father. Lord, that we would encourage and love on people, that we would make somebody's day, that we would want the purpose of our life that day to make a difference in somebody's life. Help us, Father, to be what you want us to be. Help us to be a rock. Help us to be totally pliable in your hands and used of you. Lord, we just ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.